May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐跟我们弟兄姊妹同在。
May the grace, peace, and joy of the Lord be with the brothers and sisters.
早上用保罗在腓立比书那边跟我们勉励的一句话一起来学习。
This morning we'll learn from an encouragement of Paul in the book of Philippians.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's refer to the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
第十五节。
Verse 15. 请念一下。Philippians chapter 3, verse 15. Therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
这边保罗提醒我们我们中间凡是完全人要存这样的心。
Here Paul tells us that those of us who are mature should have this mind.
所以这边保罗来提醒我们我们就是要追求完全的人。
Paul reminds us here that we should pursue maturity.
因为追求完全这是主耶稣所交代的事情。
The Lord himself has instructed us to pursue perfection and maturity.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第六章那边第五章那边有提到说你们要完全就像你们天父完全一样。
In Matthew chapter 6, it tells us that we should be holy as the Lord, as God is holy.
保罗在哥林多后书的最后一章那边有提到我们要做的四样事情。
In the last chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us what we ought to do.
有四样第一样就是要做完全人。
And there are four things that he reminds us to do in that last chapter. And the first one is to be this mature and complete person.
所以我们凡事我们在主里面的人我们都要来追求完全。
Therefore, each of us who belong to the Lord should pursue this maturity.
那要追求完全，这边保罗提醒我们，我们就要存这样的心。
And in order to pursue this maturity and wholeness, we should have this mind.
不是说一时一刻或是一天两天要存这样的心而已。
It is not just to have this mind for an instant or a moment or a day.
乃是要时时的提醒我们自己总要存这样的心。
But rather to continually maintain this mindset.
所以我们现在还在但是年初的时候我们一起来借着保罗的教训，我们来提醒我们自己。
At this beginning of the year, let us use Paul's teachings to remind ourselves.
把这样的心常常的放在我们的心里面。
That we should keep this mindset in our hearts.
那保罗要我们存怎么样的心呢？
What type of mind does Paul want us to have?
我们看第三章十二节。
Let's refer to Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
保罗这边有提到追求完全的人要存两样的心。
Paul tells us that those who seek maturity should have two mindsets.
有两样基本的态度我们要把握住。
There are two essential attitudes that we should maintain.
我们来读十二节。
Let's review verse 12.
我们把这两个基本的态度把它掌握住。
Let us hold fast to these two principles. Verse 12, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
这边十二节保罗教导我们第一样的心就是不是已经得着的不是已经完全的。
The first mindset is that I have not already attained or been perfected.
这样的心就是要来竭力追求的心。
The first mindset is to have a determination of pursuit.
那我们先来查考第一样不是已经得着的我们不是已经完全的。
Let us study this first principle, which is that it is not yet attained or perfected.
保罗把这一句话讲了两次。
Paul repeated this phrase twice.
我们看第十三节前半段。
Also see the first half of verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended.
这边保罗再一次的说我不是以为自己已经得着的。
Once again, Paul says here, I do not believe that I have yet apprehended.
哦，在十二节、十三节，保罗再一次的强调，他不是已经得着了。
In verses 12 and 13, Paul emphasizes that he has not attained this yet.
哦，保罗写腓立比书，可以说他在他传道生涯的一个快要到一个段落的时候。
When Paul wrote the letter to Philippians, he was ending a stage or phase in his life.
哦，他已经做了多年的使徒了。
He had been an apostle for many years.
哦，他可以说属灵的生命，还有他属灵工作的经验都非常的成熟。
He was very mature in his spiritual experience.
哦，他也累积了很多在圣工上面的一些果子。
He had also accumulated fruit in the spirit.
但是他不自满不自负能够仍然是抱着这种谦卑的态度。
And yet he was humble and did not feel that he had already attained or perfected.
他虽然年纪已经有点年纪了，但是他还是不让自己来停止进步。
Although he was older in age, he did not stop from improving himself.
所以在这边他连续讲了两次我不是已经得着了我不是已经完全的。
For this reason, he repeats and emphasizes, I have not yet attained or been perfected.
那保罗要得着什么呢？
What was he trying to attain?
保罗要得着的也是我们今天要去得着的。
What Paul wanted to attain is the same thing that we want to attain today.
我们看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
我们从这里可以看到保罗要得着什么。
We can see the target or the item that he's trying to attain.
这边有两样保罗认为他要得着的。
There were two things here that Paul wants to attain.
我们看再读一次第十二节。
Verse 12.Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
保罗说他不是已经得着了，已经完全了，他乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。所以这边提到两样的得着。
There are two attainments here.
首先我们要被耶稣基督所得着。
First, we must be attained by Christ Jesus.
这就是保罗在第二个得着所说的可以耶稣基督所以得着我的。
Is that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me?
所以我们要首先要被耶稣基督所得着啊。
First, we must be held or attained by Christ Jesus.
主耶稣拣选我们，他来呼召我们。
When Jesus Christ chose us and called out to us.
我们要回应主的呼召。
We should answer His call.
主耶稣叩门我们要赶紧来开门。
When Christ Jesus knocks on the door, we should hurry and open the door.
我们开门，主耶稣就进来。
When we open the door, then Jesus Christ will come in.
我们就被耶稣基督所得着。
It is then that we have beenheld or attained by Jesus Christ.
若是主耶稣开门，我们迟迟不开门。
If Jesus Christ knocks the door and we take our time to open the door,
我们就没有办法被耶稣基督所得着了。
Then we won't be attained by the Lord.
我们被主得着之后，我们还是要继续让自己保守在主的爱里面。
After we areheld or attained by the Lord Jesus Christ, we also must maintain ourselves in the love of God.
我们学习保罗什么样的事情都不能让我们跟基督的爱来隔绝。
We should learn from Paul that there is nothing that could separate us from the love of Christ.
所以保罗他的得着第一样就是首先被耶稣基督所得着。
The first thing that Paul attained was to be held or attained by Christ Jesus.
保罗第二个得着就是要得着耶稣要他去得到的东西。
The second thing he attained is that which the Lord wanted him to lay hold of.
耶稣要他去得到什么呢？
What did the Lord want him to lay hold of?
今天主耶稣要我们得着什么呢？
What does the Lord want us to attain today?
那我们来看看保罗从福音书当中或者从保罗所写的从保罗所写的信当中我们可以去找出来保罗他一生他要得着什么。
We can study from the Gospels or even from the letters of Paul what Paul was trying to attain.
从保罗的书信当中
From his own letters.
从腓立比书第三章十四节我们可以看出来保罗第一个常要得着的就是要得着从上头得来的奖赏。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 14, the first thing he wanted to attain was the prize of the upward call of God.
第二个保罗他一生要得着的我们看提摩太后书第四章。
The second thing that he wanted to attain is in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
我们读一下提摩太后书第四章第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
这是我们看第七节第八节大家蛮熟悉的这段圣经节。
Verses 7 and 8, which we are very familiar with. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
这次保罗他一生一直要得着的就是从公义的冠冕啊。
This crown of righteousness is what Paul wanted to attain.
这也是我们今天要去得着的。
This is the same thing that we should pursue today.
保罗在腓立比书第三章他也提到他一直要得着福音的奥秘。
In Philippians chapter 3, Paul also tells us that he was looking after the mystery of the gospel.
这也是保罗他毕生他的一生不断的跟主来祈求的可以知道福音的奥秘。
This is something that Paul longed to receive from the Lord, which was the mystery of.
除此以外呢，保罗他也一直在追求一个最大的一个得着。
Paul was pursuing this greatest attainment.
能够得到这样东西，我们刚所说的那三样就已经概括在里面了。
And this greatest thing he wanted to receive is covered by the three items we just discussed.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's refer to Philippians chapter 3.
第八节
Verse 8,
就是保罗他一个最大要得着的东西
This is the greatest thing that Paul wanted to attain. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
保罗他一生最大的得着就是要得着基督啊。
What Paul wanted most to attain was to attain Christ himself.
这也是我们弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们在追求属灵的成长我们一个最重要的一个意义，就是要得着耶稣基督啊。
As we seek spiritual growth, our greatest meaning in life is to attain the Lord Jesus Christ.
综合起来保罗他有两样的得着。
In the end, there were two things that Paul attained.
第一个。要被耶稣基督所得着。
One that he was held by the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个，要得着耶稣基督，要我们去得着的。
Second, that he would attain that which the Lord wants us to attain.
保罗他虽然有把握，他已经得到这两样了。
Paul had a guarantee that he had received this.
但是他还不让自己认为他已经得着的。
And yet he didn't allow himself to feel that he had already attained.
他一直在攻克己身。
He kept on trying to improve himself.
他不断的来追求。
He kept on pursuing.
他恐怕自己到后来是被神所弃绝的。
He feared that in the end he may be rejected by God.
我们看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
这是保罗对于得着他的一种心态啊。
This is Paul's perspective towards attaining something. 请念一下。But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
我们传福音给别人自己反而被弃绝了，这是一件非常让难过的一件事情。
It would be a great shame that we preach to others and we ourselves are disqualified.
所以保罗一直把这一句话记在他的心里面。
This is why Paul reminded himself of this.
他一直来攻克己身啊。
He kept on challenging himself to improve.
他恐怕他传福音传了一辈子，跟主耶稣跟了一辈子， 到后来被主耶稣所弃绝了。
He feared that he would follow the Lord his whole life and preach for the Lord, and at the end that he would be disqualified.
这也是我们今天要成为一个完全的人啊，必须要有的心态。
This is the same perspective and attitude we should have to become mature today.
不要以为自己已经得着了，不要以为自己已经完全了。
We should not deem ourselves to have already attained or been perfected.
我们不要以为自己救恩有把握了，而失去了警醒的心呐。
Let us not think that our salvation is guaranteed and lose this watchfulness.
我们若是自满自负，我们就在信仰上就会停滞不前。
If we are satisfied with ourselves, then we won't continue improving.
其实我们离主耶稣要我们得着的，还有很长的一段距离啊。
In reality, we are actually still quite a distance from what the Lord wants us to attain.
今天我们能够进入真教会里面学习道理，能够在真教会里面来成长，这只是一个，我们是走在一个正确的路上。
Today, we are walking on the right path when we come to the true church.To study the truth.
这只是一个入门啊。
This is only the entrance.
不是说我们进入真耶稣教会，进入真教会，我们就一定可以得救。
Just because we enter into the true church, it does not guarantee that we will have salvation.
我们信仰的道路还没有走完全。
Because we have not completed the journey of faith.
我们这个道路，当跑的路还没有跑尽啊。
We have not completed the race.
我们还没有得着，我们还没有完全啊。
We have not yet attained or been perfected.
所以我们每位弟兄姊妹，我们要存这样的心。
Therefore, we should keep this mindset.
我们信仰才能够进步。
It is only this way that we will improve in our faith.
我们才能够督促自己不断的来在祷告上面下功夫。
It is only in this way that we will have abundance in prayer.
我们能够在读圣经上面花时间。
It is.Only this way that we can spend and invest time in studying the Bible.
我们今天坐在这里来参加安息日聚会，我们自己可以回想一下过去这个礼拜我花多少时间在读圣经。
Today, as we sit here on Sabbath day, let us reflect how much time we have spent this week to read the Bible.
我花多少的时间在家里祷告。
How much time have I spent at home praying?
我们教会一直在鼓吹鼓励我们都要提早来教会做会前的祷告。我是不是有尽我的力量来参加呢
？The church reminds and encourages us to come and join the morning prayer services. And have we done our best to participate?
若是我已经可以我有做到，感谢神，我们继续努力。
If we have been able to accomplish this, then thank God, let us continue.
若是我还不足，我们求主来加添我们的信心呢。
But if we realize that we haven't done enough, then let us ask God to add to our strength.
重要的是我们要让自己不自满不自负，不要以为自己已经得着了，不要以为自己已经是完全了。
What is most important is that we should not feel too satisfied or too content that we have already attained or already been perfected.
这是我们要当一个完全人第一个要存的心啊。
This is the first mindset that we should have to become a mature person.
第二个我们要存的心就是这种竭力追求的心啊。
The second mindset that we should have is to be determined to pursue.
我们看回来腓立比书第三章。
Let's return to Philippians chapter 3.
第十三节跟十四节。
Verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do.Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这边十四节也说要向着标杆直跑。
In verse 14, it tells us that we should run and press on towards the goal.
这个直跑跟十二节这个竭力追求英文用的字都是一样就是 press on.
In verse 13 and 14, there's the same theme of pressing toward or pressing onward.
我们要竭力的追求，我们要来直跑。
We have to press toward and reach forward.
我们要得到神为我们所预备的我们有几个动作要去做。
There are several things we should do to attain that which the Lord has prepared for us.
13节、14节，我想这也是大家很熟悉的几节圣经节。
Verses 13, 14 are very familiar verses to many of us.
这边有三个动作。
There are three actions contained here.
第一个。
First.
就是要忘记背后。
To forget what is behind.
第二个要努力面前。
Second, to reach forward.
第三个啊，要向着标杆来直跑。
Third, to press toward the goal.
啊，这三个。动作我们 要努力要竭尽我们的心力要去完成。
We have to have the determination to complete these three activities.
保罗就是这样做的。
And this is what Paul himself did.
所以他把他的经验教导我们让我们也能够竭力努力去做这三样的事情。
He shared his example with us so that we also can complete these three activities.
虽然这三样事情我们都能够背。这三样的事情我们都可以都可以知道哪三样事情。
And these three activities are made known to us.
但是我们要实时的拿出来自己去想一下。
But we each must choose to think about these activities.
我是不是做到了呢
?And that says whether or not we have attained or completed them.
我是不是做得完全呢
?And whether we have completed them.
还是我已经落后很多了。
Or if we are very far behind.
那第一样，忘记背后。
The first thing is to forget what is behind.
世界上很多的事情人跟事我们是不可以忘的。
In the world, there may be many things or people that we cannot forget.
神的恩典，人的恩情，这是我们不可以忘的。
God's grace and the kindness of others should not be forgotten.
主的话我们更是不可以忘。
God's word also should not be forgotten.
对神给我们的福气恩典，我们一定不可以忘啊。
We should not forget all of the blessings and grace we have received from God.
别人对我们的好，我们也不可以忘啊。
We also should not forget the goodness of others.
这边保罗提醒我们要忘的，我们是要背后的事情，我们要忘。
Paul tells us there is one thing we should forget, which is that is behind us.
什么是背后的事情
？What is behind us？
过去我们的成功，我们的成就，这是背后的事情呐。
Our past accomplishments and successes are that which are behind.
一个沉迷在过去成功成就的人就好比说一面在赛跑，一面往后看。
Someone who is still steadfast in their past achievements is like someone who's running and still looking behind them.
要看他离后面那个人到底他领先。多少
They want to see how far ahead they are from the person behind them.
这是一个很危险的动作。
This is a dangerous move.
很容易就会跌倒。
Because we can easily fall down.
所以主耶稣曾经这样教导我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
我们看路加福音第九章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章六十二节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 62.But Jesus said to him, No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
主耶稣跟门徒讲了一些教导之后，他用62节当一个结论。
The Lord was instructing the disciples in this passage, and he used verse 62 as a conclusion.
手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
No one who has put his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God.
手扶的犁应该是要往前走。
Someone who puts their hands to the plow should be pushing and pressing forward.
因为前面还有这个还没有犁过的田必须要努力。
Because there's a field that needs to be tilled.
但是一面往前走，头却是往后看。
But if someone is with their hand to the plow walking forward but yet looking back,
主耶稣说这样的人呢不配进神的国。
The Lord says this person is not worthy of the kingdom of God.
所以我们要忘记我们过去的成功，过去的成就。
Therefore, we should forget our past achievements and successes.
这是第一个保罗要教导我们要忘记背后的事情。
This is the first thing that we should forget from what is behind.
第二个我们要忘记的我们过去的失败过去所受到的这些羞辱。
Second, we should forget our past failures and shames.
有些人对别人给他的羞辱一辈子都忘不了。
Some people are unable to forget the shame they have received from others.
有些人不经意当中跟他讲的啊一句话，让他记得一辈子。
Some people cannot forget some a phrase that was said in passing.
啊，这对我们走信仰的道路啊都是不健康的。
These are unhealthy behaviors in our spiritual journey.
啊，所以我们对于过去的失败，我们不要一直耿耿于怀。
Let us not hold on to our past failures.
对于过去人家给你的羞辱，你要尽量的能够把它释放。
Let us also let go of those shameful things that have been said to us in the past.
我们才能够继续往前走啊。
It is only this way that we can continue pressing forward.
啊，我们学习主耶稣的榜样。
Let us follow in the Lord's example.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章的第二节、第三节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls.
啊，有时候我们在竭力奔跑，我们会疲倦灰心。
Sometimes when we are running this race, we can get disappointed or exhausted.
希伯来书的作者要我们去思考主耶稣。
Hebrews tells us to think about the Lord.
主耶稣他是轻看羞辱啊。
The Lord is someone who looked down upon this shame.
他是忍受别人故意的来顶撞他。
He endured the attacks of people.
啊，人家故意的用恶意的话来侮辱他。
He endured the blasphemy against him.
啊，这些我们要学习主耶稣，要把它忘了。
All of these things needed to be forgotten.
啊，我们要去轻看这些。
We should despise these things.
这是保罗要我们去忘记的啊。第二样啊，过去的失败啊，过去的羞辱。
The second area that Paul wants us to forget are these past failures and past shames.
好，再来，我们要去忘记啊，我们过去已经蒙主耶稣所赦免的这些罪，我们要把它忘了。
We should also forget those sins that have been forgiven by the Lord.
哦，我们过去或许有做一些啊得罪主耶稣的事情。
Perhaps in the past we have done things that were against the Lord.
我们回头之后，在圣灵的带领之下，若是我们回头的，我们蒙主耶稣所赦免的啊，我们就把它忘了。
But when we have turned back and we have been forgiven by the Lord, we should forget these things.
我们只要不要再犯了。
We should just not do these again.
我们看以赛亚书三十八章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 38.
以赛亚书三十八章十七节。
Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17.
以赛亚书三十八章十七节。
Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17. Indeed, it was from my own peace that I had great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back.
啊，这是西西家王他感念主的恩，他所做的诗歌。
This was a psalm of Hezekiah thanking God for His grace.
西西家王感念主哈，把他一切的罪扔在神的背后啊。
Hezekiah thanked God for taking all of his sins and casting them behind his back.
哦，我们要这样的一种认识了解，主已经赦免我们的罪，我们把我们的罪，神已经都把它扔在他的背后的，我们也要学习主，把这些过去的事，这种罪，我们扔在我们的罪后。
We should have this understanding and this belief that if the Lord Himself has thrown our sins behind His back, we should also do.As well.
啊，若是我们没有办法学习啊西西家王这样的一种啊做法，有时候会经常会被魔鬼所利用。
If we cannot follow in Hezekiah's example, then we might be manipulated by the devil.
啊，让我们对神的爱，让我们对神的赦免哈、啊、产生怀疑。
And the devil will cause us to doubt God's forgiveness.
啊，所以我们要提醒我们自己哈、啊，我们要把 过去已经蒙主所赦免的过犯啊，我们要扔在我们的背后。
We must remind ourselves that we should throw our past wrongdoing behind our back.
啊，所以我们要忘记背后。
Let us forget that which is behind.
忘记过去的成功。
Let us forget our past successes.
忘记我们过去的失败跟羞辱。
Forget our past failures and shames.
忘记我们过去已经蒙主所赦免的罪。
Forget the sins that already have been forgiven by the Lord.
能够忘记这些，我们才能够努力面前啊。
Only when we can forget these things can we press forward.
哦，什么是摆在我们的面前的？
What things are laid before us?
哦，换句话说，什么是我们所看重的事情，值得我们去努力的？
In other words, what are the things that we should value and pursue?
啊，有些人把改善我们的生活的经济条件摆在他的面前。
Some might put their living situation or the social status ahead of them.
有些人把他的健康、把他的工作摆在他的面前。
Some put their health or their career before them.
啊，有些人把他目前的困境、目前的这些挑战摆在他的面前。
Some will put their present difficulties and challenges before them.
啊，什么是摆在保罗面前的呢？
So what did Paul lay before himself?
啊，什么这样的事情对保罗是最重要的？
What were the most important things for Paul?
让他能够努力面前。
Things that would help him press forward.
啊，保罗他虽然也有他身体上的病痛。
Even though Paul also had his own pains and illnesses.
啊，保罗圣经上说哈，他曾经因为他身体上的病痛，他三次求主啊。
He asked the Lord three times for this pain he suffered.
啊，但是主跟他讲说，我的恩典够你用。之后，保罗就没有继续再把他的身体的病痛、他的困境摆在他的面前了。
But after the Lord told Paul that his grace was sufficient, he no longer placed these challenges and his pain before him.
保罗是把得着耶稣基督摆在他的面前。
He placed attaining the Lord Jesus Christ before him.
啊，所以保罗他一直是把天上的事情、上面的事情放在第一位。
Paul put the things from above, from God before him.
那很可能我们弟兄姊妹大部分的时间，我们是把地上的事情放在我们的面前了。
Usually we end up putting the things of this world before ourselves.
啊，所以保罗在教导我们。
Paul taught us.
好，我们看看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's refer to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章的第一节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
好，保罗教导我们要把我们的思念放在上面的事情。
Paul told us to set our mind on things above.
啊，我要求神的事情。
We should seek after God's things.
我们摆在我们眼前的，应该是要得着耶稣基督，这是为首位啊。
We should put attaining Jesus Christ as the priority before us.
但是要把我们的思念哈，从地上的事情提升到上面的事情。这不是一件容易的事。
It is not easy to raise our focus from things of the earth to things above.
这样的转变需要有信心，要有智慧，要从神来的力量。
This transformation requires faith and wisdom and power and strength from God.
更是要我们下定决心，要努力，才能够有这样的一种转变。
That's what requires us to be determined to have this turning point.
我们看路加福音十三章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章二十三节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 23.
看二十三节、二十四节。
Verses 23 and 24. Then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he said to them, Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
有一个人问主耶稣，得救人少啊。
Someone asked the Lord if there would be very few who would be saved.
就好比我们现在有一些弟兄姊妹或许会想，我要怎么做才能够得救？就要紧紧得救就好。
Some of us may think we just want to be alert and watchful to be saved.
啊，就是在天堂哈，在那边做最微小的工作，也是只要仅仅得救就好。
So long as I just make it past and be the smallest in the kingdom of heaven.
啊，所以这边也是一样哈。有人问主耶稣说：“得救人少吗？”
If someone asks the Lord, are there few who are saved?
主耶稣没有回答他哈，多或少。
The Lord did not answer whether it was many or few.
主耶稣跟他讲说要努力进窄门啊。
What the Lord did say is to strive to enter through the narrow gate.
啊，今天我们要有这种转变哈，我们要思念上面的事情，我们也是要努力啊。
Today we should have this transformation. We should think about things above and be determined to do.
人的性情哈，一定是看属世的事情，属自己的事情的。
Our faith should not be on our own things or on earthly things.
要有这样的改变，我们要努力的求主来改变我们，用他圣灵来指导我们。
In order to have this transformation, we need to ask God to help, have His Holy Spirit help us.
啊，天国是努力的人才能够进去的。
Because heaven is attained by those who strive.
所以这是第二个啊，我们要努力面前。
So therefore, we must.Reach forward.
啊，努力面前，我们要把得着主耶稣、保罗这种得着主耶稣当成我们面前最重要的事。
We must make Paul's attainment of the Lord Jesus Christ a priority before us.
啊，保罗继续讲说哈，我们要向着标杆直跑啊。
Finally, Paul tells us that we should press toward the goal.
我们可以忘记背后，努力面前啊，因为我们有一个值得我们去追求的一个目标。
We can forget the things that are behind and reach forward because we are pressing toward a goal.
啊，因为这个标杆很重要啊，所以才能够激励我们一直在追求。
This goal has to be very important to motivate us to pursue it.
啊，什么是我们的标杆
？What is our goal?
啊，什么是保罗的标杆
？What was Paul's goal?
我们再看回来啊，腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章的14节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
啊，我们的标杆，保罗所指示我们的，就是从上头来的奖赏。
Paul tells us that our goal is the upward reward.
这个奖赏啊，不是在任何人里面可以找到的。这个奖赏是在耶稣基督里面的。
Rather, this prize is not found in just anyone, but only within Christ Jesus.
啊，所以保罗说他丢弃万事啊，为了要得着耶稣基督啊。
Therefore, Paul was willing to cast aside everything to attain Jesus Christ.
因为得着耶稣基督就是你得到这个奖赏。
Because to attain Jesus Christ is to receive the prize.
啊，所以。我们要学习保罗哈，我们要向着标杆啊，目标就是要得着耶稣基督啊。
We should learn from Paul that our goal should be to attain the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，如何确定啊，主耶稣就是我们的标杆呢
？How do we confirm that the Lord Jesus Christ is our goal?
啊，因为这信仰的道路是主耶稣所设立的。
It is because the journey of faith was set by the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，也只有主耶稣他。走完这条路。
It is only the Lord Jesus Christ who has completed this journey.
主耶稣走完之后，他来告诉我们这条路怎么走。
It was after he completed this journey that he could explain to us how to walk upon this path.
所以我们只要跟着耶稣基督来走啊，我们就可以走完这条信心的道路。
Therefore, if we follow in his footsteps, then we can complete the journey of faith.
我们再看一次希伯来书十二章第二节。
Let's refer back to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第二节
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
他说仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣、啊、
It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
我们信仰这条道路、啊、耶稣是创始也是成终
The Lord is the author and finisher of our faith.Journey of faith.
我们听英文就比较清楚哈。所谓创始，就是这条路是主耶稣所创造出来的。
This journey of faith, this path of faith was authored and created by God.
主耶稣这条信心的道路，他也是成终，他是走完这条道路的。
He is also who has finished this journey of faith.
啊，所以跟着主耶稣，把眼睛看在主耶稣，我们就可以走完这样信心的道路。
If we follow the Lord and keep our eyes on Him, then we will be able to also complete and finish our journey of faith.
所以主耶稣是我们的标杆。
Therefore, the Lord is our goal.
啊，主耶稣是我们的标杆啊。第二个原因啊，因为主耶稣他不是不改变的。
The second reason why the Lord is our goal is because He is unchanging.
啊，主耶稣他的标准啊，他教导我们的道路不会因为时代、空间、时间啊、地点不一样啊，就有所改变了。
The Lord does not change given time or space.
啊，我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章十七节。
James, chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
啊，这边提到说，各样的恩赐是从上头来的，啊，从主耶稣那边来的。
All the different gifts come from the Lord Jesus Christ above.
在他并没有改变。
In him there is no change.
也没有转动的影儿。
There is no shadow of turning.
我们人生充满各样的变数。
Life is continually filled with change.
今天我们觉得生活很平安，但下一刻就不一定是这样子的。
Today you might feel that our life is very smooth and calm, and the next instant might not be so.
现在我们觉得啊，我们的经济会状况好，但下一刻并不一定是这样子。
Right now, we might feel that we are financially secure, but that might not be the case in the next moment.
啊，所以变数是我们活在当今这个世代哈，我们唯一可以知道的，有太多的变数了。
Therefore, a change, what is required is a change in our mindset.
但是主耶稣他没有改变。
But the Lord will not change.
主耶稣在他的身上，我们看不到他的任何改变的影儿。
We can't see even a shadow of change in the Lord.
所以我们要跟着主耶稣来走。
Therefore, let us walk with the Lord.
所以主耶稣他是我们的标杆。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is our goal.
有一个城市的人啊。
There was a city dweller.
他休息的时候啊，就到乡下去。
He took a break and went to the countryside.
他就看到农夫在那边犁田哈，他觉得说哦，这个应该不是那么困难。
He saw that the farmers were tilling a field and thought to himself, "This can't be too hard."
然后就跟农夫讲说哦，我也可以犁啊，那我试试看看。
And the city dweller said to the farmer in the countryside, "I could do what you're doing. Let me try it."
然后他就犁田了。
And he started tilling the land.
没想到他犁出来的田啊，是歪七扭八的。
And then he realized that, when he was tilling the land, it was all crooked.
然后他就问农夫说：“啊，为什么你的田那么笔直哈？那我的犁出来的歪来歪去的。
”He asked a farmer, "Why are your lines straight and my lines are all crooked?"
然后农夫就跟他讲说：“你犁的时候你要找一个。”不动的目标，看着这个目标这样犁，你的就可以犁得很直。
The farmer said, "You need to set your eye on an unmoving target when you're tilling the land, and then you won't be crooked."
这个城市的人他就说好，那我再犁一次。
Then the city dweller said, "I'll try one more time."
这一次他犁的，但是还是一样歪七扭八。
This time he tried it again, and it was still crooked.
他就跟农夫讲说：“啊，我有找一个不动的目标啊，但是我看着这个目标犁，还是一样歪七扭八。”
He said to the farmer, "I look at this unmoving target or goal, but my line was still crooked."
那农夫就问他说：“那你是看什么目标？”
The farmer said, "What goal did you look at?"
他说：“我看远远那边有个水牛在那边哈，它就不动，我就看着它在那边吃草。”
I looked at this ox. That was eating grass in the horizon.
那农夫就跟他讲说：“你看这个水牛哈，虽然你好像不动，但是它是一面慢慢的走，慢慢的动，在吃草的。”
The farmer said, "This ox might look like he's not moving, but he's actually gradually moving as he is."
所以你是找一个哈在移动的目标在犁啊，所以你犁出来的田才会没有办法笔直啊。
The farmer said, you are actually looking at a moving target, and that is why your lines are crooked.
同样的，我们在这个世上，我们以为我们的眼睛是注视一个不动的目标。
In the same way, we think that we are looking at an unmoving target.
其实在这世上，没有一个东西是不动的。
But in this world, there is nothing that is unmoving.
我们若是依靠世上的任何东西，终究这些东西是会带我们走在不一样的道路上面。
If we rely on any one thing in this world, they will take us on to the wrong path.
唯一我们要把我们的目光放在主耶稣的身上。
We have to set our gaze on the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣是不动的。
Because he is unmoving.
主耶稣是不改变的。
He is unchanging.
我们看希伯来书第一章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 12. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fall.
这边希伯来书的教导我们，唯有主，唯有我们的神是不改变的。
Hebrews teaches us that only the Lord does not change. He is the same.
天地都改变了，唯有主不改变了。
Earth and heaven may change, but the Lord will never change.
我们都以为天跟地是一定不会改变的。
We might think that the land and the sky will never change.
但是天跟地还是会改的。
But they will still change.
唯有主是不改变的。
Only the Lord will not change.
所以我们要向着主耶稣这个标杆，得到主耶稣这个标杆，一直往前。
Therefore, let us press toward this unmoving goal that is attaining Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上我们学习，我们要追求成为一个完全的人。
This morning we learned that we should pursue and become a mature person.
我们要一个完全的人，我们要有两样的心态。
We have to have two mindsets to become a mature person.
不要以为自己是得着的，不要以为自己是完全的。
We should not deem ourselves as having attained it or having been perfected.
并且我们要竭力的去追求，天国是努力的人才可以进去的。
We should be determined to strive for the kingdom of God.
我们要竭力的，我们要忘记背后。
We should be determined to forget what is behind.
我们要竭力的要去努力面前。
We should be determined to reach forward.
我们要竭力的向着来标杆来直跑。
We should be determined to press toward this goal.
这是我们要存的心。
This is what we must do.
来起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
我们唱237首。
Hymn 237.
我们等一下唱副歌，唱这一条237。
And at the end, we will sing this chorus for hymn 237. Please be seated.
好，我们要做结束的祷告。
We will now have our concluding prayer.
那我们执会有交代，我们第二次祷告用十分钟来祷告。
Council has asked that we have 10 minutes for our concluding prayer.
好，我们在祷告的时候我们就求主来让我们有保罗这样的一种心智。
In our prayers, let us ask God to have the same mindset as Paul.
能够竭力追求当一个完全人。
That we can be determined to become a mature person.
不是已经得着的不是已经完全的。
Not that we have attained or been perfected.
我们要竭力来追求。
We will be determined to pursue this.
那祷告当中我们也继续不断的我们教会的圣工来祷告。
In our prayers, let us continue to pray for our holy work.
一个完全的教会当然要有完全的追求完全的同龄来组成。
A complete and mature church is made up of believers that are mature.
我们要竭力的来追求自己的完全，我们整体的教会才能够进步。
It is by being determined to seek our maturity that our whole church can progress.
所以为我们自己的信仰来祷告。
Let us pray for our own faith.
也为了我们所知道的一些身体病痛、灵性软弱的弟兄姊妹来代祷。
Let us also pray for those who are sick and those who are weak.
有两样紧急代祷的事情哈。
There are two urgent prayer requests.
第一个就是俄文教会一个林姊妹林喜苗姊妹，她就是陈传道娘的最小的妹妹因为最上礼拜有中风现在还在一个加护病房里面请大家代祷。
One urgent prayer request is for Sister Lynn of Irvine. She is Pastor Chan's wife's youngest sister. She suffered a stroke last week and is currently in the ICU.
好，那第二样今天早上梅总有收到。从中国武汉教会寄来的短信他们流泪的要我们各教会帮忙代祷。
The second one was an urgent request sent to the USGA this morning by the church in Wuhan province, and they are crying out for our intercession.
在武汉我们有真耶稣有两间的真耶稣教会。
There are two True Jesus churches in that province.
他们说有很多的弟兄姊妹受到这病毒的影响。
There are many brothers and sisters who are suffering from the coronavirus.
其中有20几位比较危急。
And there are 20 people who are critically ill.
希望我们全球各地的真耶稣教会的同龄在主内一体的爱心的代祷。
They are asking for the prayers of all the brothers and sisters globally.
那我们在祷告当中特别的为他们在武汉地区的教会的同龄还有这个病情的来祷告。
Let's remember all the brothers and sisters who are ill in this province.
我们起来归家祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.